Good morning. My name is Morgan Mastronardi, and whatever brings you here, whether it be custom, crisis, or curiosity, you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here, peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. So for any of our newcomers, I hope that our welcome team has found you to give you one of these, which they are also available in the back of the sanctuary. Our yellow slip, on one side, it is for you to fill out your name and the date and address if it's new and drop it in the offering plate. And on the second side is a prayer request. So if you have a prayer that you would like read out loud, you can fill that out and then put it in during our prayer time. Worship can be found in our bulletin, which also appears on the screen, and there is full text available with your smartphone and a QR code on the back of the slip in the pew. Restrooms and childcare are through this door, and in the gathering room, so there's no childcare, so they will all be with us in the sanctuary. So restrooms are through this door. And in the gathering room after the service, there will also be conversation, reminder of our safe sanctuary policy, which means that children should always be accompanied by an adult. So some things that I want to mention in your bulletin is the special music will be happening next Sunday. So our choir and the East Syracuse Manoah Chamber Choir will present music on themes of peace and joy during worship. Also, our gift funding, we will be assembling gifts for children for the McMahon Ryan Advocacy Center, and our gift bags project will cost about $400. So if you'd like to help, you can make checks payable to UUMC and write gift bags on the memo line. And then we can continue with our worship.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Alicia. I'm honored to say I am the pastor here at University Church, and I would like to send out a warm welcome to each and every one of you here. I invite you to take a deep breath. Imagine that what is above you is a starlit night. And in this moment, all is calm. All is bright. Is the 200th anniversary of the debut of Silent Night, Holy Night. This hymn has become the best-loved worship moment of many Christians, even those who only come to church once a year. Something mystical occurs as we light our candles and sing the hope of all is calm, all is bright, peace and light for the world. This worship series will celebrate the carol's message over the entire season of Advent and highlight its call for our lives that can guide us all year long. This week, we begin with verse 1. Let's speak it together with hushed voices as if there was a sleeping baby in our midst. Silent night, holy night, all is calm. All is bright. child, holy infant, so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. One of the most famous stories about this beloved hymn took place in World War I. British and German soldiers on the front lines called a truce on Christmas Day. So close were the encampments from which they were fighting one another, they could hear each other in the peaceful quiet of the truce singing Silent Night, each in their own language. This prompted the soldiers to come out and meet on the battlefield without weapons. They spent the day playing soccer and exchanging small gifts, whatever they had. Humanity is the holy infant for whom God so desires a heavenly peace. I wonder, is it possible to bring calm and bright into our own corners of this world?
So let your peace shine in the night, and let your life burn warm and bright. The peace we give, the world is balm, and in this truth we'll find our calm.
Season of Waiting, by lighting the first candle, anticipating the light of the star that shone over Bethlehem for all to see. Advent God, we open ourselves to hear your call today, to become those who not only wait, but also work for peace in our lives, our families, our communities, and our world. Fill us with your peace and light. Make the world so calm and bright.
The Advent message is peace within our own hearts and peace for the world. Please stand in body or spirit and join me in singing hymn number 435, O God of Every Nation, and it will also be up on the screen.
Remain standing. God has called each of us here today, and because worship is a communal act, take a moment to greet those around you with the peace and love of Christ, saying, "The peace of Christ be with you."
When you hear the music start, it is time to return to your seats and for the children to join Pastor Alicia in the front of the church.
Will the children come forward if they're comfortable and join me? Well, good morning, everyone. How are you? I forgot my clicker. I always forget something. So today we start a special time of year, and we call it Advent. Does anyone remember Advent last year? No. Okay, good. Well, I'm glad I'm talking about it then. This is a season when we prepare for the birth of Jesus. One of the great traditions of is the Advent wreath with 5 candles. Each week, a different candle is lit until on Christmas Eve, we light all 5 candles. So let's hold up our hands like we have an Advent wreath right in our hand. We'll make it look like the 5 fingers are like a circle. And this is our Advent wreath here that we use in the church, but you can pretend to use this as an Advent wreath. And you can pretend to, now you remember, good Eric. You could pretend to light one of them with one of your fingers and light the peace candle. So as we light this peace candle on our fingers and pretend, will you pray with me? Will you repeat after me a prayer? In the silence of night, in the silence of night, by the star's gentle light, by the star's gentle light, peace is born. Peace is born. Amen. Peace will be an important idea to keep in mind because guess what? A baby has just been born. The good news is that you get to be the baby's new big brothers and big sisters. But the challenge is this, that sometimes babies laugh. And sometimes babies sleep, and sometimes babies cry, and I bet some of the folks up here know this all too well, right? Do you know babies cry sometimes? Well, right now, our baby is crying. Some silent night it turned out to be today. But by crying, our little one is telling us that it needs something, and it's up to us to figure out what it is. So why don't we look around and see if there's anything that we could use to help the baby? What do you think? Oh, what do you see, Stella? The blankets. Yeah, so whoops. You guys can hold this one. That would help too, right? Here, you guys can hold this one. All right. So feel how soft this blanket is. Right? The blanket is soft. I think our baby might be peaceful and secure wrapped up in a soft blanket. And you know what we can do before we leave is one of the blankets can go in the manger. Like, you want to do it, Eric? Yeah, put it up there. And so I have a video to show babies, different kind of babies, being wrapped up in a blanket. Thank you. think it worked. Our baby has stopped crying. The baby needed peace, and you gave it just what it needed. I love how when we bring peace to others, it makes us feel peaceful too. What wonderful big sisters and brothers you are. The one thing I know is, and maybe some of you do, when a baby is sleeping, let it sleep. So let's tiptoe very quietly to not disturb the baby back to the grown-ups who brought us, okay? So very quietly, let's tiptoe back. And as we tiptoe back, we will hear our anthem from our choir.
Thank you.
Our scripture today comes from the 9th chapter of the book of Isaiah, as translated in the New Revised Standard Version. These scriptures are interpreted to foreshadow the coming of Jesus, the Messiah, and the reign of peace that the Messiah was expected to usher in. Hear these words. The people who walked in the darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light was shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Parent, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Good morning again. As you have heard today, this Advent we will explore the traditional themes of peace, joy, hope, and love through the lens of the hymn, Silent Night. Today we reflect on peace. The classic hymn, Silent Night, first made its debut on Christmas Eve, 1818, in St. Nicholas Chapel in Austria. The melody by composer Franz Gruber is instantly recognizable from the first few notes, and the original text by Joseph Moore has been translated from the original German into over 140 languages. In 1914, just 4 years shy of the 100th anniversary of Silent Night, the soldiers fighting World War I along the Western Front held a ceasefire in some areas out of mutual respect for the holiday. The British soldiers heard a familiar tune coming from the enemy's trenches. Historian Dominique Dendover shared this. By Christmas 1914, the soldiers knew the enemy was sharing the same misery as they were. Members from opposing sides exchanged gifts and stories with one another and played soccer, sang Christmas carols together, including the beloved hymn Silent Night. Somehow, the reminder of Jesus' birth brought them together in an unexpected act of peace. Traditionally today, churches all over the world gather together each year on Christmas Eve to join hands, light candles, and sing Silent Night. This year, I think we may need a silent night more than ever. We need a period of time to stop and listen in peace and in love. Unfortunately, we are a divided nation. This Advent, let's try to listen to one another in love so that we may have a Christmas truce. Our reading from Isaiah prophesizes and then reminds us of Jesus' important role in our lives. The Prince of Peace transforms lives in calling us to right relationship around tables and on the roadway, and to right living, including our day-to-day compassion for those not like us. What if we gave more time and care to peace in ourselves, in our families, in our communities this Advent? When we give it all up to trust and depend on Jesus Christ, we find peace. When we give our fear and worry to Jesus, we find peace. When we are guided by Jesus' light and love, we are able to see things in a new and compassionate way, just as the soldiers did in 1914. We long for peace in our lives, in our community, in our nation, in our world. We need to re-remember. It begins within each of us. Maybe this year we choose an Advent devotion to focus ourselves on peace, joy, hope, and love. Peace has a ripple effect. We all need to take a breath. We all need a silent night, a holy night, where all is calm and all is bright. Because Jesus, the tiny, new, vulnerable baby of hope, is our lighthouse, shining bright and guiding us through the darkness once again. Amen.
Our call to prayer for the Advent season is Christ be our light. We will also be using the tune of our communion liturgy. New songs can seem awkward at first, but by the end of a worship series, they have often become a part of us. The choir will sing it for us today, so we can begin to learn the new tune. The ushers will collect your prayer slips to be read aloud while they sing.
Some prayers are spoken, and others, still unspoken, are weighing on our hearts today. God, we bring them all to you, knowing that you indeed fill us when we open our hearts to you. Amen. So, we're going to bring communion together and pray as we enter into a time of communion. We're going to do two things at once, and it's actually really, really beautiful. So please join me in this. As we prepare to pray for a prayer of great thanks, let us take a moment of silence, of calm, in order to center our hearts, let go of those things in our lives that we regret, asking God for the peace of forgiveness. Know this, having offered to God the bits of chaos clouding your life, already your world is a little bit calmer and brighter. Now the dark skies give way to beams of light illuminating your way. Move forward into God's future, forgiven and free. Amen. Come, for the way has been lit before you. Come and take in and take on the peace of Christ that is being reborn in us today. The Lord be with you. We lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Holy God, in the beginning you called out, "Let there be light." Just as your light of creation spread in response, so too does your light rise each day, offering us a new chance to make today a little brighter than yesterday. When we feel overcome or succumb to the dark night of our souls, you offer us a way back into the light of hope. And so we praise you. And the choir sings. Appeared on a silent and holy night and brought with it your peace in the form of a baby. This holy infant, tender and mild, was a sign of new life, a sign of holy vulnerability, a sign of your presence enfleshed in our human form. This would be the light that showed forth the truth that all humanity is beloved and called us to care for each one as beloved. Jesus gathered people around tables and showed them their radiance. Jesus gathers us around this table and says, this bread and this cup. Are my life and light for you. And because I shine in you, let your light shine for the world. And so we offer ourselves in unison with Christ's offering of salvation. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Spirit on us and on these gifts. Transform us into the light of your love for all and make us one in you. Thanks and praise be to the Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. And now, all are truly welcome at this table. We have grape juice only, so all are able to participate. We have gluten-free bread only, so that all may come and be safe as they take this gift. All are welcome, and we're going to have a couple of paths up to our space here. We'll have one group standing here to serve Holy Communion, and then we'll have another on the other side. And this row will come up this way when the usher taps you on the shoulder. And as you come forward, you'll find a few things. First, you'll find some bread, the gluten-free bread, and you take a piece of that. And then you have a choice. You can either eat it right away and then take the little cup of grape juice, or you can hold the piece of bread and dip it into the big cup for intinction and then eat it. And then we have a basket for the empty cups. When you've received Holy Communion, you can go back to your seats and sit and rest and pray there, or you can come and kneel at the communion rail. You're welcome to stay there as long as you would like. And so I ask for our servers to come forward, and we will begin.
We have indeed received our daily bread today, bread of life, bread from heaven that fills our bodies and our souls. Let us end our communion time speaking the Lord's Prayer, another gift we received from Jesus. Please speak the Lord's Prayer in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. During this worship series, our video study groups that meet Fridays at 12:30 and Sundays at 9:30 before church are making gifts to distribute to groups in the community. Each week, in different ways, we will contribute to the peace and light, the calm and bright, in our community. We have placed around the manger warm blankets for the McMahon Ryan Child Advocacy Center for children who have experienced trauma and are now receiving support. You are welcome to join our next gift bag assembly Friday or Sunday for a conversation and gift assembly for college students to survive college exams. The details are in your bulletin. Committed Christians have been serving this community at this place for 150 years. You are now a part of this living tradition. Advent and the coming of Jesus' birth reminds us of why we are here and why it is important to maintain our witness to this place. Don't forget to put your yellow slips in the attendance slips that look like the yellow ones that I do not have, in the plate as the ushers collect the offering and the choir sings A Place to Keep Your Son by Matthew Coral. Please remain standing and join me in speaking our unison prayer of dedication. God of peace and possibility, let the peace that was meant to be indeed start with me, with us. We offer these gifts so that they may be transformed in perfect harmony into your good news for the sake of the world. Amen. And now our prayer becomes a song as we join together in singing hymn number 431, Let There Be Peace on Earth.
Worship is ending. We have received the light. We have shared the light together. And now we prepare to take that light out into the world. Please join me now in the Advent blessing. Go with God into this day. May the Spirit guide your way. Offer peace to you you greet. Like Christ, see God in all you meet. We'll sing together if able, but the choir will lead us. Stairs in Fellowship Hall.